Our thoughts tonight, we're looking out of the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 18. We have a thought tonight, basically. My thought is, it's basically about the sovereignty of God, how God is sovereign in His judgments. And as we look at some of these things tonight, pray that the Lord will help us to better understand. I think many times we see things in this world, and we have things that happens in our lives. And I think many times we question and we wonder just exactly why or how. I had this little thing. I get this little cartoon that I cut out of a paper that I read the other day that got my attention. It was basically pertaining to the tornadoes that hit Oklahoma in that area, and there was a reporter that was interviewing a lady, and he was standing there and he's saying, "I'm here with this lady from Oklahoma who was spared. I'm here with someone that a people that believe in the Lord." And he said, "You do believe in the Lord, don't you?" And I guess in the next caption it went over and it says, "Well, you know, do I believe in a deity that would come and that would destroy my home and destroy many other homes, kill people and even children?" And it goes on down, and you know, she basically has the statement, "That's a difficult theological question, but when you get down to the bottom, to the major point, you know," she basically says that she didn't believe in God. And it's a sad thing, the world that we live in, that people, that we many times can't understand God and His direction, why He allows things to happen in this world. But I still stand on the premise that He is a sovereign, righteous God. He never makes a mistake. He's never made one. And He never will make a mistake. That all His ways are perfect. All His thoughts are good and perfect and righteous. And when we as a people allow the world to contaminate our minds and our thoughts, to take us away from the understanding that God is in control of everything, that He is a sovereign God that's in charge of everything that goes on in this world, then we've fallen away from the Lord. We've slipped away. I know there's a lot of things that goes on that we don't completely understand, but you can know this, and you can always be assured of this, that God is in charge. God is in control. He knows exactly what He's doing and why He's doing it, whether we ever figure it out or not. So let's think about that today, and some of these thoughts. You know, come here tonight, and I was thinking, just like tonight, I was thinking, wow, maybe there'll be some lost there tonight. Maybe there'll be some lost people here tonight that I can preach to about their soul and tell them about their soul. And if there's anybody here that's lost, I don't know. But I don't know anybody's heart here tonight either. God does. God does. God, as He looks down here tonight, He knows the hearts of everyone that's in here. And I pray that that the Lord would just be with us tonight and help us in this night. I was looking at this fourth verse of the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And actually, I'm contemplating on reading the whole chapter. There's all my thoughts seemingly wandered in that direction. But it says in the fourth verse here, it says, "Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." To think about this, how that, I guess a little bit the manner of my small mind and the way that I think about these things, I think about, as this says this, that we can turn back into the book of Genesis and we can see how that God formed the man from the dust of the ground. And He breathed the breath of life into him and made him a living soul. And I believe that each and every person that's ever been born into this world, there was a breath that was given to them by God. I believe that every one of us are here today. I believe that we're alive and that we're breathing because God allows it. From moment to moment, from breath to breath, we're here because God allows us to do that. I think about these things, and I think about as I was setting up here, and I guess there was a scripture that come to my mind that I hadn't even thought about or read over today, but I was setting up here and thinking about it, and I read over it in the 90th Psalm. It says, "The Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by Thine anger, and by Thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before Thee, our secret sins in the light of Thy countenance." You think about this, and you get an understanding very clear. I was thinking about, what is God? God is eternal, omniscient, omnipresent. Being, spirit, that's existed. You can't say when He's existed from or how long He's going to exist to, because He's always been here and He'll always be here. He doesn't look at time as man does. He has his own time. He gives time to us that we may be able to construct our lives. He gives us time. He said in the beginning, in the garden, he said the day and the night. He said the sun and the day to separate the night and the moon for the night. He did that all for us to separate so we could coordinate our lives and we could have a little, I guess, direction. We need direction. We need a set way. We need set. You know, just think if there wasn't a day and a night. Have you ever considered that? If there wasn't a day and a night and everybody just went about doing everything whenever they wanted and however they wanted, there would be no organization, anything, it would be complete chaos. But he organized everything and he set everything in place and he put man in place and he gave them every beast of the field and all the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. And he placed everything in place and he organized it and he set it up. He set it up for us. And then what happened? Man sinned, didn't he? Man sinned. He lost his place in the garden there with God. He lost his fellowship with God, and God put him out of that garden where everything was good. From that point on, I guess you might say it's been downhill. But God's always still been in charge. He's still always been the one that directed everything that went on in this world. The Bible says that a day is with the Lord 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. That he doesn't live by our timetables. He tells us over in the book of Ecclesiastes in the 3rd chapter that there's a time given for everything. Let's just look at this. In the 3rd chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, it says to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. And a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. And it goes on. God directed our paths. He's still directing our paths. He's still in charge and He gives us the seasons. He gives us the day and the night and the seasons to do. He done it for us. So he would give us organization and set our ways right so that we wouldn't be in complete chaos and utter just running every direction. It's hard to think about these things, but as we know that how the Lord works, and we understand, I know there are many, many, many verses in here that speak of God and how He holds the stars in the palm of His hand. How that He spun this whole earth. You know, there's a lot of people in this world think God made it. He created it. He spun it. He stepped back. And he's just waiting to see how everything turns out. And that we're all on our own. We're just out here trying to do the best that we can do in this world. Many of us think that today. We all think that many of us think we're just on our own and we're out trying to do the best that we can do, but God is in charge. He did make us a free moral agent, though, and He gave us the choice to make decisions. He gave us a choice to try to do right and to try to do wrong, and instead of just many times trying to do things ourselves, we need to remember the one that's in charge. We need to remember the God that we serve and the one that's directing this world. I know that we can't explain many times why tragedies happen, why deaths occur. Well, I can tell you why death occurs. Because of sin. I mean, that's exactly why death occurs. Had Adam never sinned in the garden, and he'd have been able to partake of the tree of life forever, he would never have died. I believe that with all my heart. But when he sinned against God, and he separated himself from God. Lord put him out where he couldn't partake of that fruit anymore. As we think about these things tonight, I know it's very obvious that this is not what I was going to preach on when I got here tonight. I know this is very obvious to you. That's the reason I need your prayers. That's the reason Brother Forshee needs your prayers. Brother Dillon needs your prayers. That we need each other's prayers. Because I stand before you here tonight as one that I know that I can't do it with myself. I know that there is nothing within me that will enable me to have the right thing to say or the right words without the Lord's help. And He is in control. And I know that here tonight. My life has been thrown a lot of curveballs here lately. And we talked about it with a few people before the service. And it's been very difficult on me to know and understand what God wants for me. I need your prayers here tonight. I ask you in earnest to pray for me. I know everybody has their wants and everybody has their needs. But this is a weighty job that God has given me, and for me to mess it up or dishonor my Lord in any way. But it might be of hindrance or harm in any way to somebody else in their walk with the Lord. The souls of their salvation is too important to me. It's too important to me. And I truly depend, on God being sovereign and directing me, directing these services. And I believe when we, as a people, gather together in remembrance that the Lord is in control and He's the one that directs, We gather in here and we're looking for that direction. We're looking for that guidance. And we're praying for the preachers and we're praying for one another. That he'll be there. That he'll be there for us. It might be just me, but it just seems cold as ice in here tonight. You stand behind this book board, you know when people have been praying. You know when people have been praying. You know when people have been praying for you. And we serve a great God. We serve a loving God. He created man that he might have fellowship with him. Then man sinned and went away from him. And he loved him so much anyway that he sent his son to this world to die for the sins of all mankind. And he came and he died and he bled and he shed his blood for us. He's ascended at the right hand up there right now. And he's looking down. He's looking down here tonight. I hope these pleased in some way. You think back on your day to day. Do you think how much effort has been put into this meeting tonight? Did you pray about it today? Did you take time to pull over, get into that little prayer closet? Ask the Lord to come and meet with us. Never do that. The Lord wants to bless. He expects us to fellowship with him. And prayer is the most personal form of fellowship that we can have. We serve a loving, sovereign God that's in charge and in control of everything. And I pray that he will stir us up. He'll stir us up. He'll stir me up as a people. Stir us up as a people. Oh Lord, if we could just be as concerned about the souls of this world and this revival that's supposed to be going on here as everything else that's going on in the world today. If we could be that, if it could get a hold of us like that, and if it could move us in our being like that. I'm afraid it's not. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just afraid it's not. I hope it is. Let's if you will. We started this service off with an altar prayer. But I think we need to have another one. There's a lot of things that we need to be praying about. And I would ask you if you would tonight. I don't know how the direction of the service is supposed to go.
And I want everybody to follow the Lord and do what the Lord wants them to do. But I would ask for right now that if we would gather here again, and that we would pray, that we would just lift the Lord's name for a little while here, that we would call out to Him, that we would talk to Him, that we might get a little burden for the lost, that we might get a little burden and pour out about our sins and about our lives and get the place where God can move us and use us. We need that. We need to get in the place where God can move us and use us. We do. So if y'all will, let's gather here in the altar. Let's ask the Lord if He would do that for us, that He would help us. Lord, that He would help me. Y'all pray for me. If y'all don't have anything for yourself to pray about, pray for me.
Upon each one of us, we'll give you the praise and glory. So let's come around and shake hands with one another. Kind of reaffirm our love for each other. And if we're determined, that the Spirit will be here. If we get determined, that He'll be here. He'll be here. And that's what we need. Number 51. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. Where the soul
I had to be responsible for somebody else. But God doesn't hold me responsible for nobody else. He doesn't hold you responsible for me. He just holds each one of us responsible for our own self.
Yeah.
That's all we got to worry about. That's all we got to worry about. And that's good.
That's enough trouble, ain't it? Just taking care of herself. Appreciate this. Something on someone else's heart tonight. If not, make it time to dismiss. I'll just let you know, every one of you know, how much I love you. How much I care for this church. I only want the best. I only want to see the best for this church. But it boils down to the church. Whether the church gets the best or not. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to the church. What does the church want? And that's as far as our service to God. That's what it means. All hearts and minds are free. All standing will be dismissed. And I would just ask you sincerely, pray for us. Pray for Brother Dillon, be preaching tomorrow night. It's the Lord's will. Pray for him. Appreciate this. Anything else on anyone's heart?
I'd just like to thank the Lord for saving my soul. And well, we just got out of revival in Rayon City. I know we had many there that was lost. Several that was there lost, and we know of them. And we're praying for them. I asked y'all to pray for them, and I'll be praying for y'all. And we need to pray for each other, and as well as the lost. You know, I've had a burden. I don't, because of God, yes, because there's several that's in my family that's there, but that's gotten away from the church. And we need to be in prayer for those who've gotten away, and I feel, you know, how hard you try to get them back, it seems like they keep running. And, but we need to pray for them, continue to pray for them as well as the lost and each other.
Amen. Let's remember this request tonight. Something on someone else's heart.
I don't think that ever makes me sin. Just to remember, my anniversary is this week, is a Wednesday night and the 19th. And I'm asking for that. I'm looking for other members who are there, and then I'll come back for my anniversary. Maybe I won't forget. See, I'll miss that. Thank you. Please remember.
Amen. Come around the handshake. I told her, I said, she can always put a smile on my face. I believe she loves the Lord.
Amen.
Anything else on anyone's heart? If not, I'll stand and we'll be dismissed. Thank you all for coming tonight. I do appreciate your efforts for being here. Please don't take my sermon in the wrong way. Thank you all for being here. If you're visiting us, thank you for being here. And please come back if you can.
Father in heaven, Lord, ask you to be with us and watch over us and take care of us. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins. Help us, Lord, put the things of the world aside. And help us, Lord, to pray to you. Pray to you for the things that are needed here. Lord, we'd ask you to meet with us and give us guidance. Lord, I'd ask you to be with Brother Armour. Give him guidance and strength and words to say. Be with Brother Forshee as he tries to stand. Help him. Be with Dylan, Lord, what you'd have him to do. Let him be strong. We'd ask you, Lord, to hear the prayer request that was made yesterday for the sick. We'd ask you, Lord, to hear the prayer request that was made tonight. Lord, for those that's out there and don't know you. We'd ask you, Lord, to give us a burden for our church, for each other, and a burden for the lost, Lord. We'd ask you, Lord, to watch over us and take care of us. Lord, forgive us of our sins. It's favored we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.